Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. Hey guys, it's your boy Rahim. Welcome back to the channel. If you're new to the channel, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. In this short video, I'm going to share with you strategies for buying rental properties with only £25,000. You see, the reason I'm sharing this is because before I started my property investment journey, I was told I need £200,000. I was told I need £150,000 in some cases. So only to realize really and truly, I don't need to have lots of money to start my investment journey. So in this video, I'm gonna share with how you can utilize £25,000 to make you a minimum of £2,000 a month. Before we get to that, I'd like to thank each and everyone who's subscribed to the channel. The channel is growing immensely, it's growing, and I thank you so much for your commitment, for your support. And if you're new to the channel, you haven't joined the family, or you've been thinking about joining the family, perhaps now is the time to smash that subscribe button. So I'd ask you to kindly smash the subscribe button to join the family. If you do, welcome to the family, and I look forward to serving you, to giving you my energy, my power, my motivation to bring you so many content in property investment, personal development, and financial freedom, because that's what you need in order to get you to be financially free and live life into your own terms. As Tony Robbins said, making life for you instead of you working for life. So let's look at this. So the strategies you could use to invest your £25,000 is very, very important. But before I even talk to that, congratulations for being able to save that £25,000, because there's so many people that are looking to save that sort of money, but they get derailed, they get distracted, family problems come along, and they could not save that £25,000. So if you've been able to save that £25,000, congratulations, you've been absolutely amazing. So I'm super, super, super proud of you. Continue doing that, because this £25,000 you've saved now should transform your life, especially if you know what you're doing. So let's get to it. But before you do any of the stuff I'm going to be sharing with you, it's important to get someone to mentor you, coach you, guide you along the way, or maybe attend a property event so you can have an idea of how you can utilize your £25,000 wisely. If you want to join me in any of my programs, I run free programs every Saturday. The links would be on the description below. Or perhaps you want to join me in my paid 3 days event. There are descriptions there as well that you could book yourself in for a strategy call where we can learn and understand whether you are the best fit for the 3 days event. So suppose you've got a £25,000. The first thing you want to be looking is to target low-cost properties. What do I mean by low-cost properties? You want to be targeting properties that are under £100,000. Properties that are under £100,000 will really gives you the sweet spot on how you can invest your £25,000. What I normally advise my investors to do is to look for £100,000 property or maybe £90,000 property and negotiate to buy that property below that amount. Perhaps you wanna go for 25% discount, maybe 20% or maybe 15%, the least discount you need to get in your property. Suppose then you negotiated that, you buy that property perhaps at £70,000, then you need to put your 25% down to buy the property. That would have been £17,500, and then the bank will lend you the 75%. So you've got that £17,500 to put down, then you pay your legal fees, and then perhaps maybe you paint and decorate that house. That could be a way you could start your property investment journey. Don't go for these expensive houses. Or perhaps you want to go for 70,000, buy it at 60,000. You reduce your upfront cost. And the beauty of it, most houses between 60 to 100,000 pounds are likely to be rented the same amount. So you just want to be looking at the right location and the right place to invest that 25,000 pounds. Then obviously the second thing basically is to use that 25,000 pounds as a deposit. Suppose you saw a 70,000 pounds property, part of your 20,000, maybe 17,500 will go to buy towards the deposit, and the remaining balance goes towards your legal and setting up the property as well. This is assuming that you're not going to do any work in the property. And the third thing you want to do if you only have 25,000 pounds to invest is to negotiate your down payment. So what do I mean by down payment? It's your deposit, which is your second option. You know, the deposit that you put down in a property is negotiable. This is what lots of people don't know. They just go with the 25%. Yes, 25% is the going figure, right? 25% of any property that you're buying is what 99.9% of the banks are asking you. But however, if you go out there with a good mortgage broker, they will be able to help you acquire property deals or mortgage offers that would allow you to take literally only invest about 10 to 15%. So the good the mortgage broker is, the better it is for you to get deals like that. You go and negotiate your down payment. Perhaps you want to maybe say you've got someone that would help you get a 70,000 pounds property that you don't really need to put 10% down, you're only putting 7,000 down, right? 7,000 down, you put that. Let's say you got about your legal cost, your interest stuff, let's say about 3,000 pounds. Should only need to put 10,000 pounds in that deal. So with that 25,000 pounds, you're taking 10,000 pounds. You've got about 15,000 pounds. That 15,000 pounds then gets me to the next part of this way of investing your 25,000 pounds, which is refurbishing the house. So what you then want to do, you've put your 10% down, you've got 15,000 pounds, you then use that 15,000 pounds to renovate the house so you can add a little bit of value to the property. So once you've added a little bit of value to the property, so what you then do at that point, you would have forced the value slightly. Suppose you bought it at 70,000 pounds, you may have been able to add the value. So say maybe 90,000 or even 100,000 pounds, depending on what you do in the property. So that way then you have increased the value of the property whilst also increase your equity at the property, because at the point of remortgaging, at that point, the bank will then remortgage the property at 100,000 pounds. Suppose it's 100,000 pounds, the bank would lend you the 75%, which would be the 75% you would have bought the property at 100,000 pounds. That would be 75,000 pounds. So with that 75,000 pounds, you will then pay your existing loan that you would have bought the property by only putting down the 10% of the 70,000 pounds, which would have been 63,000 pounds. So out of the 75,000 pounds on your remortgage, 63,000 pounds would go to pay the existing loan. That then left you with 12,000 pounds to spare. You know, you paid 15,000 pounds. So out of the 15,000 pounds, you would have only got back 12,000 pounds. So you go again and repeat the whole process. And once you've done that, the beauty thing about doing that also is that you've got a house. So what you then do at that point, instead of renting the property out to a normal tenant, perhaps you want to use it as a serviced accommodation. So what is serviced accommodation? Serviced accommodation is the process by which an investor would rent a house on a nightly basis instead of renting it to a normal tenant. Some people call it Airbnb. So you rent it that way. In average, you'll be making about £2,500 a month. So out of that £2,500 a month, let's say you pay £500 expenses every single month, and then that will then generate you anywhere between £1,500 to £2,000 per month with your £25,000 investment. You may be thinking, D, this is too good to be true. It is absolutely real. If you join any of my events, I will show you real life examples of on how my properties, our properties that we're buying are generating these sort of figures. Another way to make your £25,000 work really, really harder for you is joint venture partnership. Joint venture with someone who's got money, and you've got money, you put your tiny bit of money in it, they bring their money in there, you bring it together, you go and buy a property, you renovate the property, perhaps you're gonna use your money as a renovation and they put their money as the deposit. That way also would help you literally invest in properties and expedite your property investment journey, because you're bringing two heads together and money from both parties to expedite your property investment journey. And the next way of buying properties in a very, very reasonable way, or even not even using your £25,000, would be lease options. Lease options is the process by which you agree to buy a property at today's price for some time in the future. So you then take over that property, and then you subsequently do whatever you want to do with. Hopefully you can go and rent it to make serious return on your investment. Not just rent it to a family, maybe you want to use it as a service accommodation. That way you make serious return on your investment. And then 7, 6, 7, or 8 years down the line, you would have saved lots of money then to go again and buy that house then, because you would have made all that money, and then that house then becomes your house. These are the 6 ways you can use your £25,000 efficiently that gives you serious return on investment. But I'm gonna make a disclaimer here. Only implement what I've shared with you here if you've got someone to mentor you and guide you along the way. Here's the thing, if you save £25,000, don't just go and gamble it for no reason. Get someone who's experienced, someone who's done it before or done it lots of times to guide you through the process, so that then you make sure that money work a lot harder for you, instead of having nightmares and so many problems after you've bought the house, knowing that it is a wrong property. So hey, if you need help with that, there's a link in the description of this video where you can book a strategy call with one of my specialists who would learn about where you are, what you want to do, and where you want to be. If you're a perfect fit, they will then advise you to join one of our programs where we can guide you step by step on how to start and scale your property investment journey. And perhaps if you've already started, you have hit a plateau and you have not been able to expedite that property process, or you're not able to take the next logical step, then you would also book that strategy call. They will guide you in a way that what sort of program is best for you to scale your property investment journey. I really hope this video has been helpful. If this video has been helpful, smash the like button below, subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing the next video. Thank you. That's all for today, and thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too, to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you would like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest, fill out a short questionnaire to sign up, and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahimba, and TikTok, Rahimba101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.